You would open your Bibles with me to Ephesians chapter 5. As we're learning new songs tonight, I may learn something new from this lesson because I really didn't get to put much into this lesson. Today I was dealing with plumbers all day and kind of hard to focus, especially when I got the bill. So anyway, Ephesians chapter 5. Some years ago in college, I had to read a book in history called John Winthrop. He was a Puritan theologian. And the thing back in those days, 1600s, I don't remember what the year was. He went to college at the age of 15. A lot more mature back then. He finished at age 17, two-year schools, primarily for ministers back then. And if I understand correctly, I assume at the age of 17 he was considered a Puritan theologian. And my point is, the Puritans didn't believe that you could know whether you were saved or not. They had a misconception of that word elect and chosen. We understand that pretty well today. And I wonder, if you look at Ephesians 5 verse 17, I wonder if John Winthrop or any Puritans ever read Ephesians 5 verse 17, which plainly tells us, he says, Paul writing, wherefore be you not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. You can understand the Lord's will. And we know, if you look back to Ephesians chapter 1 now, I wonder if they ever read Ephesians chapter 1. So much in this small chapter. But focus on that phrase, in Christ. Paul used that phrase some 69 times in the New Testament. And we look at verse 4. Notice again, Paul writing to the Ephesians said, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. The Puritans believed as Calvinists do today. They use the word arbitrary, that God, and they believe this. This is one of their 5 points of Calvinism. I don't remember all five right now, but one I do remember is that their idea is that God arbitrarily chose some to condemnation before the foundation of the world, others to salvation before the foundation of the world. The key word is arbitrary. That means unreason, without reason. Now look at Isaiah 1 verse 18. The Bible tells us that God is reasonable. God is not unreasonable. God is reasonable. And there it says, God said, come now through the prophet, let us reason together. God was always trying to reason with his people. In the book of Judges, was it 7 times or 9 times? They continued to sin. He reasoned with them, sent them in bondage. They repented and cried unto him, and he brought them a deliverer, a savior. God was reasonable. But look at these verses. I wonder if John Winthrop or any Puritan had ever read this. Notice verse 4 again. According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. They didn't believe that you could know that you were saved. But here we're told that you can know that you're chosen if you're in Christ. And the key word is in Christ. Notice the phrases he uses here. All spiritual blessings are in Christ, verse 3. You're chosen in him before the foundation of the world. God knew who he would save. He would save those in Christ. God knew this before the foundation of the world. Notice verse 5, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children, we are as brethren of Christ because we are children of faith. Notice verse 7, in him or in whom, in Christ we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Here we have a clear passage on salvation. Salvation by the blood of Christ, if you're in Christ. And it seems to me, I'm not sure if they ever read this passage or if they just had select passages. But it's like today, so many people you talk to really don't have a good understanding of the Bible. Sometimes I refer to it this way, they don't know jack about the Bible. And that's a fact. You either know it or you don't. And we're still learning. We don't know it all. But you can know the truth. You can know whether you're saved or not. And if you're with us tonight, I hope that you know that. That if you're in Christ where you need to be and you need to keep the faith, you can be saved. If you're not in Christ, you need to know that all spiritual blessings are only in Christ. Ephesians 1 verse 3, you can be in Christ. If you believe the gospel, repent of your sins, confess your faith in Christ, and be baptized into Christ. That's the only way you can get into Christ, where salvation is. I wonder if the Puritans ever knew this. Apparently not. Maybe they read it and they just kept reading. But they surely didn't believe it, because they didn't believe that you could know. And can you imagine trying for us today, if we believe that, living the Christian life and not knowing, maybe I'm already condemned. That was their religion. And they died not knowing. Not knowing that whether they were saved or not. If you're with us tonight and you are not in Christ, we can help you with that. You need to believe the gospel, as we said. Confess your faith in Christ, repent of your sins, and be baptized with Christ for the forgiveness of sins. Buried with Christ, Colossians 2:12. Notice Romans 6, 3 through 7, and I'll close. And I like to start with verse 7, which I didn't teach for years, but I do now. Because it says, now that you are dead, you are free from sin. The Puritans didn't know that. But notice the context. How were they dead? They died with Christ in baptism. That's the only way you can do it. It's God's way or it's no way. But if you need to be baptized tonight, if you'd like to do that and make your confession known, if you're a Christian and you need prayers for yourself, for your family, or for others, if we can help you with that, please let it know as we stand and as we sing.